What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Well, Lee, this could really be a game changer.
Okay.
There are two things going on right now that are really cool, potentially. Number one is this redistricting fight in Texas.
Yeah.
And these are the kind of things we didn't really used to do much, where we should really have another five congressional seats out of Texas. Five or six, like you just reported. Mm-hmm. So Democrats resisting that. I love the idea of drawing Jasmine Crockett's house like right out of her district, right? That'll end that right there. We don't have to listen to her yap anymore. So, you know, and they'll probably get that. On the other hand, there's this Supreme Court case that I've got my fingers crossed. The Supreme Court's considered banning racially based congressional district maps. Because it violates the civil rights laws of the USA. This is the direction the Supreme Court's been going for a long time. You've seen them do it in colleges saying, no, I'm sorry. You know, we did have an era where, yes, black people were discriminated against horribly.
Oh, right.
And we put some stuff in, you know, to remediate that into place, race-based hiring, race-based preferences at colleges. But now, you know, that those days are over. Segregation is done. We've had a black president. He didn't have any problems winning. So now what we're going to do is we're going to get rid of this. We're going to get rid of these racial preferences. For them to do that, the race-based congressional district maps, Democrats would lose upwards of 25 House seats. And so if you look at like the, you know, we won in you know, very handily in this last election, but we can't govern the way the people want us to because so many of these congressional seats are in Democrat hands when they should not be. And now it's almost become like a way to force Americans to elect Democrats when they don't want to. Or they're afraid of them legitimately, as they should be. And if you look at this situation, it does not match up with the polling, okay? People don't like Republicans. They're at negative 11 favorability right now in that Wall Street Journal poll last week. But people are terrified of Democrats. They're at negative 30. And yet we are forced to elect them because of the way it's fixed. And then when you look at the additional five seats they stole through census fraud, and they admitted they put the numbers out. Blue states got to keep congressional seats. They knew it was fraud. And they said nothing until the primaries were held. And then they were like, oh, yeah, these 200 people committed fraud. 200 people? Yeah, it was 240. We fired them. All 240 people committed fraud. Not just like one. Nah, it was about 240 who were census takers. In just the right states, huh?
Funny
so that the Democrats
it?
Got to keep the seats. Wow. There should have been prosecutions for that. It's fraud. But it was Joe Biden. He was in charge. He's like, what's a little crime? I've already committed so much. So we have to keep this awful, awful districting. So, I mean, if we can do another census, if we can manage to do another census without, as you said last week, counting the illegals, We want to count them. Yes, we want to know how many there are, but not counting them for the purpose of apportionment, in other words, of congressional seats. I mean, you could talk about game changer. I mean, if we could just get one or two congressional sessions where we can really start to make changes that'll help this country, things we need to put in law that'll help us, you know, drilling, extracting energy, you know, financial policies that actually make sense as a country, it'd be huge. So we, like, if everything goes right and we run the gauntlet here, Lee, this could be 25 to 30 seats for us. Yeah. That we should have, that to reflect the way the electorate has voted. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, most Americans are busy earning a living. They don't understand why it's so hard for Trump to get anything done or why he has to cut all these compromise deals. And it's because he doesn't have anyone in the, you know, he doesn't have enough seats in the House. It's really frustrating.
Yeah, if there were a greater majority, Republican majority in the House and Senate, that would put a lot more pressure on those leaders that are fighting Trump and his agenda.
Yeah. And so it's all fakely rigged right now. Meanwhile, I know you saw Nancy Mace just announced she's running for governor.
Yeah, just made an official announcement. Apparently, she released a video on YouTube, Mace for Governor, last night. And then this morning, in just about the past 15 to 30 minutes, had an announcement at the Citadel at a private gathering, made it official that she is officially entering the race for governor.
And I couldn't be happier. You know why?
Earlier this morning, I don't want to give it away.
Yeah, you tell. I'm just bored.
Yes.
I mean, they're very nice people. You know, they really are. Alan Wilson, but it's just boring. She is going to make it interesting. It's going to be fun to cover with her in it. For better or for worse, Lee. And this is one of those, it's going to be really interesting. I don't really have a candidate yet that, like, I'm like, oh, that's who I'm voting for. I don't actually really know. But she is totally a firebomber, and you're going to see her. She will not hesitate to go after the people in the race. She's going to get everybody fired up and, screaming and yelling at everybody. And that's exactly the kind of governor's race I like to cover.
Well, never.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For a dull moment.
No. I think you need a little swirl like that to really find out where these candidates stand anyway.
Yeah, well, that's true.
So it's going to be interesting. Here's the other thing that's going to be really interesting with Nancy Mace. I can't wait to ask her this tomorrow. She's kind of like Susan Collins, the senator, who if you ever listen to the show, Susan Collins is a Republican senator, but she can vote kind of liberal sometimes. She's with us most of the time, but she'll vote kind of liberal sometimes. I never get mad at her. And the reason I don't is because she's from Maine and we should not hold that seat. It absolutely should be in Democrat hands. She's miraculously managed to win it and she has to moderate. Nancy Mace is the same way. I used to live in her district out on the coast. And when I lived there, a Democrat controlled that district. He had been elected. So it's a very purple district. She had to run as a moderate. She had to, or she wasn't going to win. There's no way the Democrat would have it. And she has been, I call it pro-choice-ish. Not really pro-choice, but not really not pro-choice either. And she has had a couple of other things. She's very huge fiscal conservative. She's really got the chops there. But socially, she's been kind of liberal on some things. And you've seen her sort of swing with the, you know, transgender bathroom rights issue and really go hardcore on that. I can't wait to ask her, now that you don't have to run in a purple district, who are you? I'm going to ask her that tomorrow. Who are you? Are you a conservative? She was when she ran against Lindsey Graham.
Yeah.
And she kind of moderated to win that seat. And again, any Republican that you see run there, they're you know, if she wins a governorship, she's not in that seat anymore or something, they're going to have to moderate too, or they won't win it. It won't stay in Republican hands. So I don't blame her for that, but I do want to know, is that the real Nancy Mace, or was the conservative who ran against Lindsey Graham the real Nancy Mace? And we'll see. And of course, you know, Alan Wilson and Ralph Norman and Pam Evett, are they going to go straight at her on abortion issues?
Yeah.
Because she's very vulnerable there. It's going to cause her. In fact, I don't know what she's going to do with that issue in a primary. It's going to be very interesting to see. She's going to have to swing probably to the right, but I don't know. And is she going to run on the right or the left in the primary? She's looked like she's tilting to the right in recent months to me.
Well, I mean, honestly, if you're going to win in the upstate,
mm-hmm.
and you've got to get the upstate votes,
yep,
then that's where you've got to head. And all these candidates know that.
Yeah. I've never been able to get her on the show before. I've been trying for a couple of years to get her on the show, and they finally contacted me about 2 months ago. So I was like, oh, cool. Been trying to get you guys forever. I keep calling the office, but, you know, glad you're here.
Yeah.
And, you know, to her credit, she came on. She didn't put any restrictions on what I could ask her. Yeah. And, you know, so good for her. And we'll see. Pam Evett's going to be on Wednesday, too.
Good.
So we're going to.
Very good.
If you have any, you know, question, you, Lee, or you out there have any questions you want me to ask her, text them to me. Love to hear from you. And you can send it to 800-905-0989. Same for Nancy Mace. And again, she has not put any restrictions on what I can ask her, which is great. Because if you do that, then I don't interview you. I don't agree to that. So they didn't. I had a conversation with the Yvette campaign yesterday. Went really well. So super excited about this race. Can't wait. So who do you think? I mean, and here's the interesting thing, Lee. Right now, and you covered this last week, Nancy Mace is ahead in the only poll that we've seen.
Yeah, just barely. I mean, it's basically a two-person race at this point, and this is way early.
Yeah.
But Mace and Wilson are the two leaders. Of course, they've got you know, the biggest name recognition pretty much, and but a majority, 52% undecided. Now, this is the South Carolina Policy Council poll of South Carolina voters. I'm not sure if they said likely voters, but the poll said voters. So. Hmm. The polls that say likely voters and likely primary voters, that's the ones to watch because that's where the decision's made.
Yeah. And, you know, it's going to be really interesting to see. She's obviously going to be ahead because she's on Fox News all the time. People know who she is. That's probably why. After she gets banged up and beaten up a little bit with some of these commercials.
Yeah.
Is that going to flip or is she going to pull away? Boy, it's going to be interesting to see.
Those ads will probably start this afternoon.
Yes. So. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire away.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.